As Venezuela enters the third week of a nationwide strike, President Hugo Chavez continues to ignore calls to resign. He also went on the offensive against striking oil workers, sending troops to arrest the crew on board an oil tanker and ordering the army to unblock gasoline supplies. Venezuela's oil industry has been paralyzed by this walkout. Virtually no crude is leaving ports. The shutdown deprives the U.S. of about 13% of its total crude oil imports. With protests continuing and no settlement in sight, the White House is urging Chavez to hold early elections. That is a suggestion Chavez has rejected. NPR's Jerry Hatton reports from Caracas.
The call for early elections lands the U.S. squarely in the camp of Chavez's opponents, who've been demanding a February vote for a new leader. The policy shift came Friday in Washington and was reiterated over the weekend in Caracas by Deputy Undersecretary for Western Hemispheric Affairs Thomas Shannon after a brief visit to the country.
I came to the conclusion that the situation was sufficiently grave enough that it was important that Venezuelans understood that we thought moving towards early elections is really the best way to resolve this.
Venezuela is running short on fuel. It's also planning to import food supplies as business and union leaders lead the nation into its 15th day of strikes. Shannon stressed the U.S. push for elections does not amount to meddling, but on the streets, Chavez's supporters disagreed strongly. 23-year-old Aixa Guevara is a leader of a pro-Chavez neighborhood organization.
I think that Republican George Bush shouldn't get so directly involved in Venezuela's politics. He's interested in our oil and attacking the Arab nations. He wants war.
As hundreds of supporters circled the president's palace in cars draped with the Venezuelan flag, Chavez himself was inside addressing the nation on television.
Yo le recomiendo a cualquier mandatario del mundo, a cualquier funcionario de cualquier gobierno del mundo.
I recommend that any leader or government official from another country, before giving an opinion about Venezuela's internal affairs, in order to avoid making mistakes and looking bad before the world, should realize we have a constitution. They shouldn't let themselves be fooled by media campaigns.
Chavez was referring to his brief ousting in an April coup when the United States rushed to recognize a business-backed transitional government and then had to backpedal when Chavez reemerged in control. The opposition is now getting a boost from the U.S. stance. Chemical engineer Victor Manuel was one of hundreds of thousands who attended a massive anti-Chavez rally Saturday afternoon, shutting down a major capital freeway.
Because the United States is Venezuela's ally and our friend, we identify ourselves with the Americans, and we need more help from them.
Settlement talks, mediated by the Organization of American States, continue today. This as the Army has taken control of another idle fuel tanker, hoping to break the stranglehold on the oil industry. The opposition has called for another downtown rally this afternoon. Jerry Hatton, NPR News, Caracas, Venezuela.